Imagine this. A small batch furniture maker added one tiny question to their inquiry form, a single line asking, "How do you plan to use this piece?" Within a month, serious inquiries doubled and casual tire kickers faded away. The sales rhythm slowed a little, but the closers went up, the design conversations got deeper, and the final projects felt like partnerships instead of transactions. That one tiny pause changed everything.
Welcome to Learning with the Tools of the Imagination. I'm Michael Wallace from MG Wallace Design Studios. Think it, sketch it, design it. Today, how to treat friction not as a problem to remove, but as a strategic feature that protects value, qualifies leads, and raises the odds of long-term conversion.
Quick roadmap so you know where we're headed. First, the foundation, when friction helps and when it hurts. Second, three practical patterns you can prototype today: qualification friction, craft friction, and decision friction. And third, real-world applications with what metrics to watch. We'll finish with a 60-second imagination exercise you can use on a current project, and I'll point you to a friction kit when you register at mgwdstudios.com/submit to all the templates and checklists.
The foundation. There's a simple tension designers live in every day. Lower friction typically improves short-term conversion numbers, but it can also invite low-intent traffic, hollow leads, and a devalued brand. Behavioral economics gives us the language: commitment signaling, cost signaling, and choice overload. A little effort signals value. The trick is adding intentional, minimal effort that screens for intent or increases perceived care, without creating exclusion or frustration.
Let me give you a heuristic I use in studio. Ask two questions before you add friction. One, what valuable signal will this friction reveal? Will it surface intent, budget, or commitment? Two, what equivalent low barrier path do we keep for accessibility and fairness? If you can name the signal and you provide an accessibility-safe alternative, you're on the right track.
A warning up front: friction can be weaponized into annoying barriers or, worse, discriminatory gates. Ethics matters here. Any friction we add must be transparent in intent, offer an inclusive route, and be tested carefully. We'll talk metrics in a bit so you don't break your funnel by accident.
Segment 2, the tools. I want to give you three audio-friendly recipes: short scripts you can say on a client call, quick prototypes to build, and measurement checks to pair them with. First up, qualification friction, or tiny gating.
Qualification friction is about asking for small pieces of information that reveal intent. Think optional microforms, a single clarifying question, or a tone check. Example copy: before we send pricing, tell us how you plan to use this product, personal or commercial. It's short, context-rich, and it helps you prioritize responses. Prototype path: add the question to an existing contact flow as optional and route answers into a priority bucket.
Measurement checks: track inquiry volume and lead quality proxies. Look at the number of proposals requested, call scheduled rate, and average deal size from those who answered versus those who skipped. If your volume drops but your closing rate and deal value rise, the friction is doing its job. Keep the rollout conservative. Test for 2 weeks with paired metrics and a minimum sample to avoid noise.
Second recipe, craft friction: visible manual steps that signal scarcity and craft. This is the "you can see us working" approach. Hand-numbered additions, a progress photo of a hand detail, or a required personalization step where you choose finishes and a short wizard. These actions communicate care and scarcity without being hidden hurdles.
Each order receives a handmade finish. Select your finish and we'll send a progress photo before shipping. Prototype path: add a one-step finish selector to checkout or to a lead form, then follow up with an automated progress email that actually includes a human shot photo. That visible process justifies higher pricing and reframes the experience as collaborative.
Metrics to watch here are willingness to pay metrics: average order value, premium add-on take rate, and net promoter score from buyers who saw the craft steps. Again, roll out to a subset, measure buyer satisfaction, and confirm the craft step lifts perceived value rather than causing abandonment.
Third pattern, decision friction. These are brief pauses or micro-confirmations that reduce buyer regret. Digest windows:
confirmation questions that make people reflect, or a short summary of choices before checkout. This isn't about making checkout annoying. It's about reducing buyer remorse in returns.
Almost done. Your choices. Walnut finish, 2-year warranty. Anything you'd like to adjust before we finalize?
Watch conversion funnel micro drop-off points. Decision friction should slightly lower impulse conversions, but also lower return and cancellation rates. If cancellations fall and lifetime value climbs, your decision pause is probably helping. If overall sales fall without improvements downstream, back out or refine the wording.
Segment 3. Real-world application. 2 short deconstructions. Example 1. A branding client added a project purpose dropdown on their inquiry form. In 6 weeks, inquiries dropped by 22%, but qualified leads that scheduled discovery calls increased 60%, and average project size rose 35%. The team celebrated fewer, deeper conversations.
Example 2, a ceramic studio introduced a progress photo step after purchase. Customers loved the transparency. Perceived value rose, average tip and add-on purchases increased, and returns dropped. That visible craft friction turned buyers into repeat customers.
In both cases, the team kept a low barrier path for accessibility, phone or email routes that skipped the microforms, and they ran conservative A/B tests with paired metrics. That mitigates the biggest risk, accidentally excluding or annoying people you actually want.
Imagination break. Grab a pen, or just imagine one current asset, a contact form, checkout flow, or onboarding email. I'll guide you through 60 seconds. Close your eyes if you like. First, name the asset. Second, what single tiny signal would you want to see from a serious customer? Third, what one micro step could reveal that signal without blocking accessibility? Whisper your idea to yourself. Ready? Go.
60 seconds up. How did it land? Even a half-baked idea is useful. Turn that micro step into a testable hypothesis. Adding question X will increase qualified calls per week by Y without lowering usable volume by more than Z%. Put numbers on it. Then try a short A/B run.
Key takeaways. First, ask why. Every friction needs a defensible signal and an accessibility-safe alternative. Second, start small. Add micro steps that are easy to prototype and easy to remove. Third, measure paired metrics. Conversion rate plus lead quality proxies or post-purchase behavior before calling success.
If you want templates, guardrail checklists, and copy examples you can drop into a form or an onboarding flow, go to mgwdstudios.com/submit to register to gain access to all our templates. It includes the conservative rollout guidance we talked about and sample measurement dashboards so you can avoid noisy results. If you try one friction this week, test for at least 2 weeks and track both volume and quality.
Before we close, remember the ethical rule. Never use friction to exclude or to disguise discriminatory practices. If a friction introduces risk, provide an explicit dignity-preserving alternative. Be transparent in your intent and track outcomes carefully.
All right, one last nudge. Pick one asset, add one micro step that reveals intent or care, test it conservatively, and report what you learn. If you want to share results, head to mgwdstudios.com/submit and tell us what changed. We love hearing the experiments.
Thanks for spending these 20 minutes with me. Next episode, we'll explore how small storytelling choices and visuals act as trust signals. Same studio, same curiosity. Subscribe, test something this week, and keep building tools from your imagination. Imagine boldly, design brilliantly, connect creatively.